This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, time to eavesdrop.
David Litt penned some of former President Obama's most memorable speeches, including his comic turns at White House correspondence dinners. The stories behind those speeches are the stuff of his new memoir, Thanks Obama, My Hopey Changey White House Years. Today we overhear a tale that didn't make it into the book, maybe because it involves David stealing.
I've been dating my girlfriend Jackie for a little more than 3 years. And we've reached the part of the relationship where we're having the flowers conversation. By that, I mean the conversation where Jackie explains, I ought to do a better job of buying her flowers. And she says, well, it's a gesture. And I say, I don't understand the gesture because flowers are not going to even last forever. Like, I would rather have a new toaster. And then meanwhile, work is also not going great. In the Obama White House, we just launched healthcare.gov. It was more or less a disaster. The only thing that has been successful for us as a White House in the last few months has been this video, Between Two Ferns.
Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
President Obama sat down with Zach Galifianakis. They did this online talk show. Huge hit. Lots of people signed up for health insurance. So it's the spring of 2014. I am writing all these jokes for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The one thing we know is we have got to figure out a way to talk about Between Two Ferns. So I had this idea. At the very beginning of the speech, President Obama will ask for his aides to come out, and they'll play Hail to the Chief, and they'll each be carrying a fern, and they'll put it on either side of the podium. And I think, okay, this is going to be easy. We'll go buy some ferns. But this is early spring in Washington. It's still pretty cold. It turns out it is impossible to find a fern. And so I realize I know where to find a fern. We have the two original ferns from this incredibly popular internet video. They're in my colleague Brad Jenkins's office. And so I go to him and he says to me, well, okay, but you have to make sure to bring them back because the Smithsonian has expressed an interest in preserving them for posterity, which is not a thing I ever thought I would hear about ferns. But I promise him, these ferns are coming back. Don't worry. We will get them to the Smithsonian. I bring them out at the Washington Hilton. I go to the ballroom, and we get them all set up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
And that night, I'm up in the catwalk trying to make sure that all of our tech runs smoothly.
Before I get started, can we get the new presidential setup out here?
I watch as President Obama delivers his line, and it's going great. And it keeps going great until it's the second to last joke.
George W. Bush took up painting after he left office, which inspired me to take up my own artistic side.
And the president's just supposed to say a setup, and then there's a funny slide that's going to do all the work as the punchline.
I'm sure we've got a shot of this. Maybe not.
And the slide is totally missing. I have this moment that comes when I realize the president of the United States is about to be humiliated, and it's going to be my fault. And if you've never experienced that before, it's not great.
The joke doesn't work without the slide.
Luckily, President Obama saves me.
Oh, well. Assume that it was funny.
But all I want to do at that point is get out of there. I rush out of the ballroom. I call Jackie and say, am I about to get fired? And she says no, by which she clearly means maybe. And then we go to this party. And it's this very weird moment because I am absolutely terrified that I'm about to lose my job. But at the same time, this is the Vanity Fair after party, which is like the Godzilla of the after party circuit. I mean, this is the fanciest party I have ever been to in my entire life. It's like going to a wax museum. Like Robert De Niro is there, and there's Sofia Vergara and Chris Christie having a surprisingly long conversation. And the next morning, I half open my eyes, and I have a headache, and I'm hungover, and then suddenly I realize, holy s***, the ferns. They're currently still in the Washington Hilton. So immediately I shake Jackie awake, and I say, the ferns. And she doesn't even need to say anything back, and we're out the door. So we get to the hotel, and we go backstage. They're already setting up for the next conference. And I don't know what this conference is, but I can only assume it was the American Society for Fern Appreciation, because this backstage area is covered in ferns. It is like a rainforest. And the thing about ferns is that they are not like dogs, they are like penguins. You cannot tell them apart. A woman from the Hilton comes down, kind of gives us a side eye and says, "What are you doing here?" And I explain in my confident White House voice that I've been working on the speech and I forgot these ferns and the Smithsonian wants to preserve them for posterity. And the two of us are here ready to collect them and bring them back. What I've forgotten is I am just a hungover man with his equally hungover girlfriend, and we have crashed the ballroom of a Washington Hilton in order to take two plants away for ourselves. And she says, "Don't worry, I'm going to go find my supervisor." But she says supervisor in a way that probably means security. I watch her disappear, and I take a moment, and then I look at Jackie and I say, "Grab a fern, let's go." She looks absolutely horrified and then determined. And then she grabs a fern. And then we try to kind of waddle quickly out of the Hilton ballroom as if this is a thing that human beings regularly do. And we realize we've done it. We've stolen two copycat ferns. And the two of us look at each other and we just start laughing in the way that you can only laugh when you and a person you love are prepared to defraud the Smithsonian Institution together. And we put the ferns in our decorative fireplace, and it feels a little bit like we've kidnapped somebody. Like every so often we take a look at the fireplace and we wonder, when is the Smithsonian gonna call? But it never does. I know that I should throw them out, but I don't. Leaves fall off. It's like watching the rose in Beauty and the Beast, but not nearly as pretty. And the reason I don't throw them out isn't because I'm irresponsible. It's because I will never forget that look of surprise and then that look of determination on Jackie's face the moment before she grabbed that fern. But I will say this, no flowers I ever buy her are going to be as romantic as those two slowly dying ferns.
David Litt, speechwriter for former President Obama. You'll find stories like that in his new book entitled Thanks, Obama. But that story is actually not one of them.
Nice.
You heard the premiere just now.
Congratulations, us. But please, Smithsonian workers, direct your letters of outrage to David. We are merely the messengers.